On this Monday moment, I want to share a little bit about what's coming up this week. And this is the second episode that I'm doing solo, specifically around my journey with anxiety. But the first episode, which was just a couple of weeks ago, if you'd like to hear it, was more about my journey. This episode coming up this week is about tools and techniques and tricks that I used to help support myself as I overcame anxiety and really moved from being very overwhelmed with it, dealing with multiple panic attacks in a day, generalized anxiety pretty much all day, not really wanting to leave the house, often keeping myself inside, to coming to the point where now I rarely experience anxiety. If I do, I catch it early and deal with it with tools and techniques that I've learned and strategies I've learned, which I will be sharing on the episode on Wednesday. And I think it's really important if you are somebody who is, number one, dealing with anxiety disorder, or number two, know somebody who is, it feels hopeless. If it feels like such a struggle, if it's really impairing living life to the fullest and enjoying it, or even if you're somebody who is an entrepreneur in this, you know, world, and you get times where it knocks you right out of your game when it comes to building your business, then I think this episode coming up Wednesday will be such a good tool for you to give you ideas and ways that you can take care of yourself, that you can move yourself out of anxiety and move your brain out of anxiety, and even just minimizing it so that you can function and do things in a way that is positive, in a way that supports you, in a way that makes you feel in control. Because I know often we are a bit controlling. If we are people pleasers and perfectionists and procrastinators, well, let's just say it, we can be really controlling. And so learning that this is a part of your life that you don't have total control in, but you can take control of the way you deal with it, of the tools that you use, of the resources you have in order to help support you and minimizing it, and teaching your brain to think differently and teaching your brain to relax. Again, I am not a medical professional. These episodes are not in place of getting support from a professional, a caregiver, a doctor, a therapist. But I do want them to be something that helps you to see that this is a very common mental health disorder, that it's the most common, actually, anxiety. And also that it's something that you don't have to stay in to the greatest degree that you can. You actually can help yourself, and you can find resources and ways and tools and tricks and skills that will help you and help support you and give you real joy and happiness in life again. And I know that something I struggled with in the deepest times was, will this ever get better? And I am living proof that yes, it can get better, but there's work to do. Just like in anything, if you want to change the way that your brain works and the way that you think and the way that you tend to go to, then it takes work and it takes time and it takes energy, but it's so worth it on the other side. It is so worth it. And then you too can speak to other people who are dealing with this, or be a support for your kids or your family members or your friends that struggle with this as well, because there are a lot of us that deal with this. So come back on Wednesday, listen to the second part of my journey and some of the ways that you can help others or help yourself to be able to deal and manage anxiety.